Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Abengoa's first quarter 2018 results presentation. I am pleased to introduce Mr. Victor Pastor, Chief Financial Officer. Please, sir, go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for connecting to this presentation of the first quarter results of Abengoa. During the call today, in addition to reviewing Abengoa's results for the first quarter of 2018, we will provide an update on the main themes for the company. The first quarter of 2018 has been marked by a significant improvement in profitability, a solid growth in bookings, and the completion of certain milestones, such as the sale of the 25% stake in Atlantica Yield. EBITDA reached 43 million euros, a large increase mostly due to the continued reduction of general expenses and the lack of one-off adjustments due to the restructuring advisor costs that we had in the first quarter of 2017. In the first quarter of 2018, Abengoa has been awarded new projects for a total value of 802 million euros, including being selected by Shanghai Electric Group for the design and construction of a CSP solar plant in Dubai, part of the largest solar plant in the world. As a result, the backlog as of March 31st totaled 2 billion euros. In March, the company finalized the sale of the 25% stake in Atlantica Yield to Algonquin Power & Utilities Corporation, the proceeds of which were used to amortize debt. More recently, the company announced it had reached an agreement to sell the remaining 16.5% stake in Atlantica Yield also to Algonquin, with expected proceeds of roughly $325 million to be used for debt amortization as well. In April, we liberated $91 million from ACT escrow account, and the remaining funds are expected to be released when the sale of the remaining stake in Atlantica Yield is finalized, pending approval from the new money creditors. The project, the ACT project, is expected to be finalized in the last quarter of this year. Lastly, the company is in negotiations with two of the main challengers of the Spanish restructuring, pending approval of the financial creditors. If we go now to page number six, Abengoa continues to be deeply committed to the health and safety of its employees and contractors, with an overall goal of reaching zero accidents. This quarter, we continue to improve certain indicators that measure health and safety in our industry. In the first three months of 2018, the company had 787 days without fatal accidents among its personnel, while subcontractors had 1,024 days. Abengoa has a lost time injury rate of 2.7 times below comparable industry benchmarks, which shows a continued improvement in comparison with previous quarters. Please turn over to the next page for a review of the major highlights of the period. As mentioned, the first quarter has been marked by an increase in profitability, a strong growth in bookings, and the completion of key milestones. Taking a look at the operating performance of the period, revenues during the first three months amounted to 300 million euros, while EBITDA reached 43 million euros, The main driver of the improved profitability is the reduction in general expenses, taking operating profit to 28 million euros. The net income of 33 million euros is mainly affected by the sale of the 25% stake in Atlántica Yield. Finally, financial debt has been reduced by 7% to 5.1 billion euros, out of which 1.8 billion euros are related to companies classified as held for sale. Further reduction in debt is expected in the short term with the sale of the remaining 16.5% stake in Atlántica Yield. Moving on now to Abengoa's business performance. During the first three months of 2018, the company has been awarded new contracts for a total value of 802 million euros, including being selected, as I said before, by Shanghai Electric Group for the design and construction of a CSP solar plant in Dubai, part of the largest solar plant in the world. As a result, the backlog as of March 31st stood at 2 billion euros. Our next key milestones include completing the sale of the remaining stake in the Atlántica Yield and finalizing the E3T project in Mexico. The remaining funds in the E3T escrow account are expected to be released with the sale of Atlántica Yield stake in the coming weeks. On page nine, we can see a detailed breakdown of revenues by segment as well as geographic diversification. In line with our strategy, the engineering and construction segment makes up to 85% of our revenues, while concessions represent the remaining 15%. In terms of geographics, South America and Middle East continue to be our main markets, followed by Northern Africa, mainly the Maghreb, North America, and Europe. We will go now to page number 10. In this page, you can see a detailed comparison of our EBITDA in March 2018 and 2017. Our engineering and construction activity generated 15 million euros of EBITDA the first quarter, and the concessions totaled 28 million euros, taking the total consolidated EBITDA to 43 million euros. It is relevant to notice that the first quarter, we are finally free of advisory and legal fees related to the restructuring process in Abengoa, that in the first quarter of 2017 totaled 52 million euros. On page 11, Abengoa management continues to be deeply committed to reducing overhead costs and general expenses, always in a socially responsible manner. In comparison to the first quarter of 2017, the overhead costs were reduced by 51%, for a total of 18.5 million euros. This reduction was driven by accommodating the organizational structure to the real operational level of the company and the activity of the company, and seeking cost efficiencies wherever is possible. We will turn over page number 12, where we can see the financial debt structure. The financial debt has been reduced this quarter with the sale of the 25% stake in Atlántica Yield, and further reduction is expected in the short term with the sale of the remaining 60.5% stake. Our gross corporate debt is comprised of €1.5 billion of short-term debt, which include all new money debt, and €1.8 billion of long-term debt, mostly in the form of all money debt. Taking into account €374 million of cash and short-term financial investment, the net corporate debt as of March 31st totaled €2.9 billion. In addition, Abengoa liabilities include €1.8 billion corresponding to assets classified as held for sale. Our commercial activity is dependent on the availability of bonding lines, of which we currently manage approximately €800 million. For a further breakdown of our financial debt, please see the information that is included in the appendix. We go now to the following page, page number 13. You will find a summary of our consolidated cash flow in the first quarter, for the first quarter. Our total use of funds for the first quarter were €498 million, which were utilized to repay debt for a net amount of €467 million. Net CAPEX investments for €17 million, mainly for the A3T project in Mexico and for a project in Uruguay, Puerta Rieles, which was primarily and to cover a shortfall, additionally to cover a shortfall of €40 million from our operating cash flow, which was primarily affected by the accumulated interest and fees that we have to pay when amortizing the debt. The total sources of the €498 million were asset divestments for €493 million, mainly for the sale of the 25% stake in the Atlantica Yield, and €5 million of cash. We go now to page 14. So far in 2018, we have had a significant improvement in bookings and backlog, with several transmission and infrastructure projects awarded in Latin America and Spain. Also, as I mentioned several times, we recently announced that Abengoa had been selected by Shanghai Electric Group to design, construct, and commission part of phase 4 of the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum solar park in Dubai. Developed by the Dubai Electricity and Water Authority Corporation with the Arabian Company for Water and Power Project, Aqua Power. The expected value of the scope to be executed directly by Abengoa is in the range of $650 million. In order to continue growing our backlog, Abengoa will leverage on its pipeline, which totals over €30 billion as of March 31st, 2018. In line with our strategy guidelines, Abengoa will focus on projects identified in the Middle East, South America, Europe, Mexico, and Central America regions, where Abengoa has already a long proven experience and presence, with an emphasis on turnkey EPC contracts for third parties and lower project sizes. We go now to page 16. As mentioned, we have recently announced that we have reached an agreement to sell the remaining stake in Atlantica Yield to Algonquin. The remaining shares will be sold for a price of $20.90 per share, with the net proceeds of approximately $325 million to be used to repay new money debt before the end of July. As part of the initial agreement with Algonquin late last year, we launched the Aegis joint venture. The Aegis team is already working on several projects for Q2 and Q3 of this year, as have recently been appointed as preferred bidder in an important and large transmission project in Peru, with expecting closing in the fourth quarter of 2018. The Aegis team has identified pipeline of several opportunities totaling more than $10 billion in its targeted geographies. We go now to page 17. The E3T project in Mexico continues to advance thanks to the recent release of $91 million of the escrow account funds. The expected completion is in the fourth quarter of 2018. At this time, we have over 50% of the planned capacity signed in PPAs agreements, and we expect to reach 80% in PPAs signed in the coming weeks. The remaining funds in the escrow account will be released shortly, as soon as the sale of the 60.5% stake in Atlantica Yield is completed and we obtain the approval of the new money creditors. I would like to conclude this presentation stressing those ideas that best summarize Abengoa's current status and performance so far in 2018. First, the recovery of business activity is shown with a strong first quarter bookings, totaling over 800 million euros, taking the total backlog to 2 billion euros. Abengoa continues to leverage its expertise and proven track record and has been selected by Shanghai Electric Group for the design and construction of part of the world's largest solar project located in Dubai. The first quarter was marked by an increase in profitability in comparison to 2017, with continued improvement in reduction of general expenses. Overhead costs are down 51% in comparison to 2017, always in a socially responsible manner. We continue to reach critical milestone in 2018 with the full disinvestment of Atlantica Yield expected in the coming weeks and the related pay down of debt to follow. In April, we liberated $91 million from the A3T escrow account, and the rest of the funds are expected to be released as soon as we sell the remaining 60.5% stake in Atlantica Yield and we obtain the authorization from the creditors. Lastly, the Aegis joint venture is up and running and vigorously pursuing new projects. This concludes our presentation. More information is available in the Evolution of Business report on our website. And as always, our investor relations team will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your interest in the company and for connecting to today's presentation. Goodbye.